And we are hours away from Thanksgiving. If you wait too long to decide on a menu, it might be slim pickings at the grocery store. So for those of you still looking for a little culinary inspiration, we've got just the thing, courtesy of your fellow Morning Edition listeners.
Last week, we asked you to send us your favorite recipes on Twitter using the hashtag NPRCooks. It's not easy cramming a recipe into 140 characters. And we're happy to report that many of you rose to the challenge.
You sure did. Monica Sherman from Colorado Springs, Colorado, sent us 4 recipes. She says there is a trick to squeezing all of that goodness into a tweet.
When I cook, I don't measure anything, so I didn't have to put any amounts down usually.
Who needs to measure? One of Monica's Twitter concoctions especially caught our eye because, frankly, it seemed like a bit of a throwdown being sent to NPR at this time of year. Susan Stamberg, cover your ears.
Cranberry relish. Process coarsely. 1 pound fresh cranberries. 1 to 2 cups walnuts.
I guess maybe we need to call this Mama Sherman's cranberry relish.
And having you cram your recipes into a tweet did cause us some confusion. Do bee sprouts mean Brussels sprouts or bean sprouts?
Well, that is a very good question, Renee. Either way, Allison Crumsick of Tacoma Park, Maryland, thinks you should bake whatever they are in bacon grease.
Whatever they are. Okay, another contributor with the Twitter handle Beer Spy found a loophole in our rules using 2 tweets. One for his pumpkin pie filling with brown ale and another for his gingerbread crust.
Very sneaky. You can find these recipes and many others online at npr.org. And please keep them coming. We'll keep highlighting the best as the holidays continue. Just don't forget that hashtag, NPRCooks.